June is a good time for safety managers to step back and ask a hard question. Is our training program proving that workers are ready to work safely, or is it only proving that workers completed training? That distinction matters more than ever. Across North America, safety teams have spent years relying on completion rates as one of the main indicators of training success. And there's a reason for that. Completion rates are clean. They're easy to measure. They're easy to report. They help with audits, inspections, client requirements, and internal dashboards. But completion rates have a major limitation. They show that training was delivered. They don't prove that a worker understood the hazard, retained the information, can apply the procedure, or knows what to do when real work conditions change. That's one of the biggest issues safety managers need to pay attention to this month. A worker can complete an online module and still be unsure how to recognize a changing hazard. A new hire can sit through orientation and still freeze when they're under pressure. A supervisor can sign off on a safety talk and still fail to verify whether the crew understood the controls. A team can show strong training records and still have gaps in judgment, communication, and hazard recognition. That doesn't mean completion data is useless. It means completion data has to be put back in its proper place. It's a baseline. It's not the whole story. The stronger question for June is not, did the worker complete the training? The stronger question is, can the worker perform the task safely under real conditions? That's where skills verification becomes critical. Skills verification doesn't have to mean a complicated testing program or a massive administrative burden. It can be practical. It can be built into what safety managers and supervisors are already doing. During onboarding, ask new workers to explain the task in their own words. Ask them where the hazards are. Ask them when they would stop the job. Watch them demonstrate the key steps. Then follow up during the first few weeks, because orientation only tells you what they heard on day one. It doesn't tell you how they perform once the pace, pressure, and distractions of the real workplace show up. During toolbox talks, don't let the meeting become a one-way reminder. Ask workers what has changed today. Ask what could go wrong. Ask what condition would make them stop work. Ask what they would do if the procedure couldn't be followed exactly as written. Those questions reveal whether workers are thinking, not just listening. During supervisor observations, go beyond checking PPE and paperwork. Watch how the worker approaches the task. Do they recognize changing conditions? Do they adjust safely? Do they communicate uncertainty? Do they ask for help when they should? Those behaviors tell you more about readiness than a completed training record ever will. This is also a major supervisor issue. Supervisors are the bridge between training and real performance. They're closest to the work, so they're in the best position to see whether training is being applied. But supervisors need support. They need tools. They need good safety talk materials. They need to know how to ask better questions, coach, without shutting workers down and document what they see. That's where many safety programs struggle. They tell supervisors to deliver training, but they don't give them training materials that are practical, current, or easy to use. They expect supervisors to verify understanding, but they don't give them a simple structure for doing it. They want better documentation, but the process depends on binders, old files, improvised talks, and inconsistent sign-in sheets. In June, safety managers should be paying close attention to that gap. If your supervisors are building safety talks from scratch, you have a consistency problem. If your records show training was completed, but don't show whether workers understood the material, you have a proof problem. If your safety talks are mostly lectures, you have an engagement problem. And if workers are staying quiet because they don't feel comfortable asking questions or admitting confusion, you have a psychological safety problem. That last point is important. Psychological safety isn't soft, it's operational. If workers don't feel safe speaking up, your safety system loses information. Hazards stay hidden. Confusion goes unspoken. New workers pretend they understand because they don't want to look inexperienced. Experienced workers stay quiet because they don't want to challenge a supervisor or slow down production. A quiet crew can look compliant, but silence doesn't always mean understanding. Sometimes it means workers have learned that speaking up isn't worth the risk. That's why supervisors need to listen, not just lecture. They need to ask focused questions. They need to respond well when workers raise concerns. They need to treat uncertainty as useful information, not weakness. When supervisors create that kind of environment, safety managers get earlier warnings, better hazard information, and more honest feedback about whether training is actually working. June is also a practical time to revisit seasonal and operational risks. Across Canada and the US, June often brings heat, fatigue, vacation coverage, seasonal workers, young workers, changing schedules, outdoor work, increased traffic, severe weather, and higher production pressure in many industries. Those conditions make the gap between trained and ready more visible. A worker may know the heat stress procedure, but do they recognize early symptoms in themselves or a coworker? A driver may have completed defensive driving training, but do they adjust when rain, congestion, tight delivery windows, or fatigue change the risk? A warehouse worker may have attended a lifting talk, but do they still follow safe practices when the shift is short-staffed and orders are backing up? A supervisor may know the policy, but do they intervene when they see shortcuts becoming normal? That's what safety managers need to watch in June. Not just whether the training calendar is full, not just whether the LMS dashboard is green, not just whether the sign-in sheet is complete. Watch whether training is transferring into behavior. Watch whether supervisors are verifying understanding. Watch whether workers can explain the hazard in plain language. Watch whether people are speaking up before something goes wrong. Watch whether your documentation would show more than attendance if an incident, inspection, claim, or lawsuit forced someone to ask what you did to prevent the hazard. This is exactly where SafetyNow ILT can help. SafetyNow ILT gives safety managers and supervisors ready to deliver instructor-led safety meeting kits, talks, quizzes, handouts, and supporting tools. That matters because supervisors shouldn't have to create safety training from scratch. They shouldn't have to search through old folders, rewrite last year's talk, or improvise their way through a high-risk topic 5 minutes before a shift meeting. The stronger approach is to give them structured, practical materials they can use immediately, then have them adapt the discussion to the real work happening that day. That's how you move from check-the-box training to training that supports real safety performance. The goal for June should be simple. Don't just ask whether training happened, ask whether it worked. Ask whether workers can apply it. Ask whether supervisors can verify it, and ask whether your organization can prove that training was more than a record. It was part of a working safety system. Because when conditions change, when pressure rises, and when workers have to make decisions in real time, completion rates won't protect them. Competence will, and competence has to be built, observed, reinforced, and documented. That's the training issue safety managers need to pay attention to this month. The June 2026 Safe Supervisor issue focuses heavily on this shift from completion rates to skills verification, along with better safety trainer practices, supervisor listening skills, psychological safety, and the need to confirm whether workers can perform safely under pressure.